From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, December 26th. Retail stores are at the tail end of one of the busiest seasons of the year. NSPR's Alex Stutson visited the festive streets of downtown Chico to ask business owners about how the holiday season went and their hopes for the future of downtown.
On the day before Christmas Eve, many stores in downtown Chico were buzzing with activity. The skies were gray and the streets were wet from recent storms, but that wasn't enough to stop the tide of holiday commerce. Andrea Pyland, owner of Pyland's Cards and Games, says she's seen more holiday shoppers this year.
Many people are splurging on collectible items and things they would not normally splurge on because of what the economy is doing. When you're in retail, you will see when we have elections and certain parties ahead of the world, you'll see highs and lows.
At nearby Bat Comics and Games, owner Tim Walsh says business has been slightly slower than usual, though they have sold some more expensive items recently. He says he's part of several trade organizations, and business owners outside of California seem to be more optimistic.
Mostly, people seem to be pretty positive with the economy and everything, but then when I talk to local owners and everything, they tend to be, not all of them, but in general, they tend to be less positive.
Multiple business owners said they hope to see funding to revitalize downtown Chico in some way or another. Many said their customers complain about the lack of available parking and that there are few options to park for free. Others said the lack of public restrooms also kept customers away. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, along the trails of Upper Bidwell Park, holes are appearing in the bedrock. They're about an inch deep and are in the shape of arrows. NSPR's Ava Norgrove takes us along to find out what they are.
It's a cold, foggy day on the hiking trails in Upper Bidwell Park. Eve Warner navigates the slick path upwards with ease. She's been hiking these trails her entire life.
Which was a very long time ago. So.
As she climbs, Warner points out nearly invisible holes carved into the flat rock where the dirt has been washed away.
There are a couple holes. Okay, so there's one.
These holes aren't the work of some strange animal. They're Warner's art. We stop at the edge of the trail where recent storms have washed away much of the soil. Warner pulls out her tools and gets to work.
And I'm just tapping. And
she bores three holes in the rock. They form an arrow and point to where the trail edge should be. Warner's goal?
To draw awareness to the problem of trail erosion in Upper Bidwell Park, and also to provide a means to measure erosion if it continues.
Her inspiration for the project came from her decades of hiking here.
I noticed that as I went to the park, trails that were, say, 10 years ago, 3 feet wide, now are 10 feet wide.
Upper Bidwell Park is especially prone to erosion because the topsoil is fragile and thin. Big rains can wash it away. Shane Romaine works for Chico's Parks Department. He says hiking off the trail,
that's what accelerates that erosion process when we start trampling vegetation. That's the first layer of the soil resilience.
Warner hopes her project helps people realize how important it is to stay on trails. She's teaching people how to bore their own holes so they can come back to check on them to measure erosion. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And finally, the Chico City Council is working to deploy red light traffic cameras at major intersections. But how have they worked in other nearby cities? NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a look at Reading to learn more.
The Chico City Council voted at last week's meeting to reach out to potential vendors for proposals. In Reading, cameras already monitor six of the city's busiest and most accident-prone intersections. Some of those cameras have been in place for several years. The Reading Record Searchlight reported that newly released police statistics show cameras caught more than 8,000 red light runners this year. That's far more than last year because the city installed cameras at two new intersections. The paper reports the city's data shows traffic accidents in Reading have also decreased since the cameras were installed, preventing especially dangerous side collisions. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And those were your headlines for Thursday, December 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.